It has been 3 months since New York City banned smoking in most of its bars, and so far city officials call it a measured success. The health department says few establishments are breaking the rules. Non-smokers have raved about the clean air inside the bars. The city's smokers, though, are still adjusting to life on the sidewalk. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
On New York's Lower East Side, it used to be hard to find the cool bars, the ones hidden away without signs. That isn't a problem anymore. By midnight, any place that serves alcohol is surrounded by a crowd of smokers. 20-somethings leaning against the graffitied storefronts and spilling out into the street.
Other than standing next to a huge pile of garbage, this place is all right, man.
Anthony Burke may be spending more of his evening outside smoking than inside drinking, but he's not exactly enjoying the fresh air and camaraderie.
In New York City, there's not too much fresh air, what I've come to see. And as far as meeting people, you just meet a bunch of smokers.
It would be something of a street party out here if everyone weren't so grumpy. It's not just the inconvenience of being booted outside. Somehow separating smoking from drinking has made both activities seem more depressing. Outside the bar, Steve Castor smokes like he's taking care of business.
I think it makes me smoke harder. If you smoke in a bar, you have your drink, you have your cigarette. Cigarette kind of sits there and burns. When you go outside to smoke, you're like choking down a cigarette, you know? It's much more of like a habit of addiction, you know?
And inside the bar, without the romantic haze of smoke, Amitai Asher is learning that drinking has its drawbacks too.
People stink, you know? And now when there's no smoke inside, you can actually smell the bathroom, you can smell people's sweat, you can smell the beer, you can smell the gin, you can smell puke from last night. It's a horrible, horrible law.
It's driving some to contemplate quitting smoking. Others say they've quit several times since the ban was put into effect 3 months ago. And each time they end up back here on the sidewalk smoking. Steve Castor has already fallen off the wagon.
Maybe it's brought back the rebellious allure of smoking. You know, you feel like you're back in high school snitching a smoke or something like that, which is the reason everybody started smoking in the first place.
And like high schoolers, the smokers bond over their illicit hobby. They trade names of bars where it's rumored you can still smoke after midnight. Anthony Axelrod shows his friends his technique for sneaking a cigarette, even in bars where it's banned.
You got to flip it upside down, put it in your hand so nobody sees the cherry, right? And you have to exhale really swiftly. So the smoke kind of like blends into the air.
Then Mark Osborne comes up behind me and says, "Hey, you want to see a bar still filled with smoke?" He leads me down the street to the place he owns called Couche. And indeed, inside, people are lounging on pillows and chairs, smoking hookah pipes. A loophole in the new law allows his place to stay open, and business has never been better.
I mean, it's like a prohibition climate, where you can't sit down in any nice ambiance and smoke a cigarette. I have 4 children. It's like, you know, you tell them something that they can't do. That's what they want to do, you know, so.
By 1:30 in the morning, the streets on the Lower East Side are louder than ever. Drunken smokers sing and laugh under the windows of apartment buildings. Cigarette butts are all over the sidewalk. Neighborhood residents say the atmosphere inside the bars may have improved, but outside the streets are a mess. Anthony Burke says, yeah, the sidewalk is not the most attractive place to spend the evening, but they still haven't taken away the main reason he goes out to the clubs at night.
I mean, you see those 3 chicks right there? I could still hook up with them being a smoker. The day that I can't hook up with 3 girls that look that friggin' good, I'll stop smoking.
With that, he flicks his cigarette into the gutter and heads back into the bar. Robert Smith, NPR News.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.